From mouthguards to microphones, it's your Northern Pride.
Ahead of their big first game this Saturday at Barlow Park, the coach of the Ken Frost home Northern Pride, Ty Williams, joins us today. Tybo, thanks for joining us. It's been a couple of weeks since you've been in the studio with us. Last week's game against the Capras,
yep,
didn't go the way you wanted?
No, result-wise. Morning, Timmy. Morning, JB.
Morning, mate. Yeah, straight into it. Why'd you lose?
It wasn't ideal, the result itself, but I thought there was a few learnings for us. We created plenty of opportunities, as I spoke to the lads last night. We've just got to back our ability and be confident in what we're doing. The Capras have really improved over the last 4 years. Obviously, the four PNG internationals are pretty handy down there, and they had, I think, four of the Dolphins boys back as well. But that's no excuse. That's a learning experience for us. And the way the boys reacted last night to training, I'm pretty excited about what's about to unfold for us.
Is it just that sort of little bit of polish? Because a lot of new names, a lot of new faces in the squad this year. Is that a bit of polish that'll come with time and experience together?
Yeah, I think that's the key thing for us, is just consistently playing back-to-back games. Like, this is our third week where, like, you have a look at our whole right edge. Rye Young, Ivanhoe's junior, comes through there, coming out of the local comp, and then you've got Rashawn, who has been at Norse, Harry Freebarn, he's from Norse, Justin Frayne from the Blackhawks, so that whole right edge is new. But I think the way the boys have reacted on it, I'm pretty confident about what's happening moving forward.
Yeah, now speaking of moving forward, this weekend, first home game of the season, is there anything in particular you do as a coach or as a crew to sort of build the hype and make it a bigger deal that it is your home game?
Yeah, I think it's pretty exciting for us. Obviously, haven't been at home since the NRL trial, which was in February. Also, this weekend's the last round for our academies as well, 16s, 19s and 18s. The 16s and 19s have been a bit of a development year for us, but the under-18s, they're coming off three wins or two and a draw. Play the Blackhawks, who are always pretty heavy hitters in the 18-year-old. That's exciting for us. And then obviously the 21s get an opportunity to play a trial, which will be good for us. And then obviously the big boys at 5:30. We play for the Ken Frost Homes Cup, which is massive for us, being Ken Frost being our major sponsor of the Northern Pride and being there for a while. And to the listeners out there, get across to the Northern Pride office. We've got 50 free tickets, general admission tickets to give away. Guys, this is your team. Get in and support us.
I love that. I think on a weekend when we're going to have good weather, what a place to be, Barlow Park, supporting the team. Something I want to throw back to is your Facebook page, the Ken Frost Homes Northern Pride page on Facebook. You guys have been doing car boot conversations. Now, I loved yesterday they put up your chat with Julian Christian. That guy's hilarious. The banter that you have with the boys is really admirable, and we've had a lot of them in, obviously, every week for the last, 10 or so weeks.
Yep.
They really respect you as a coach. That relationship that you're building must be really important to you.
Yeah, that's probably the key thing about, well, what I take on board as a coach is just firstly understanding me and players. I know that I can be honest and open with them. When it needs to be serious, I become serious. But outside of that, I need to make sure that it's okay for them to come to me and have general conversations, whether it's good, bad. My door's always open for them. And obviously, you see it with Jules. You've seen it with Timmy when we last time did the conversations. The boys trust me, which that's I'm really grateful, but that's earned over a period of time. And obviously Jules is an exceptional talent, and he's a larrikin to have around the group.
Now, I seen the other day Supercoach Wayne Bennett come out, and he spoke about how these days young men are getting a bit too soft, and that as coaches he listens to them, but he also gives that hard love. Yep. Is there anything you learned from that, or do you think it's a bit of an old school mentality?
No, it's the key to it these days. In reflection, even when I was playing, that hard love was definitely what we were brought up on. You got to be careful in regards to the individual, and that's probably important, JB, is that me knowing the players. There's some guys that I can really go after, and there's some guys that I need to pull back on. I'm pretty confident that I know my playing group well enough to know that I can be doing that. But some days I'll go full tilt at them, and then some days I'll bring them back in. So you got to remember, we're in we're in a different generation now. We talk about communication on the footy field, and we struggle with that. It's not only just our team, but it's across the board, because the new generation, the communication piece is a shortfall.
Yeah, that's exactly interesting.
You're doing great things. Well done. I know that JB's really stoked to be the ground announcer. He's so proud of being a part of the Pride. So I'll let him wrap it up, because you've got a big weekend ahead, mate.
It is a huge weekend. 5:30 p.m. Get there earlier. As he said, there's all the development squads there, so you'll see some young local talent, then the 21s, and you see these up-and-comers, and you want to be the ones that go, I've seen them when they were just young, and they come up through the ranks, and then we see the big boys, Northern Pride, take on the Blackhawks there. Ken Frost Holmes, Northern Pride, first home game, Barlow Park, 5:30 p.m. Let's go do some putt-putt, shall we?
Shall do. Let's do it.
Ty Williams, he's dropping down the leaderboard on Pride putt-putt, so he's going to have to go out, give it a crack, and see if he can assert his dominance over the squad. Up next. Out in the hall, it is Pride putt-putt. Tammy, Coach Ty Williams is back here. He's currently sitting in fifth.
Wow. He was in second, and now Harry's ahead of him, Pye's ahead of him, Daniel Woodhouse is ahead of him. I tell you what, Ty, he better give it a good shot today.
Yeah, big Willie P, mate, the winger, 41 centimetres off the mark. Coach Ty Williams, rocking the Birkenstocks. How much golf you played in them?
I would love to play them all the time, but unfortunately that's not part of protocol.
All right, 41 centimetres is the 41. Score to beat to get inside. It's tough, but here he goes, Coach Ty Williams. All right, he's struck it. It looks good. It looks very good. It looks very good. It's gone past. It's a DQ. He stays in fifth position. It's a DQ. It had a good line, but she kicked left. The spins everywhere. Bad luck, Coach Ty Williams. Willie P still on top.
Yeah, unfortunately, we've got to live with that for another week. Hopefully, Zane Knowles next week takes over Willie P.
I think Willie's pretty confident in this, isn't he? I think there's a lot of banter going around the old club.
He don't lack confidence, Willie P, trust me.
Well, he's earned it here. I don't know how, but he just nailed it first time. But there you go, Pride putt-putt back next week. Get down to Barlow Park. And as he said, Ty Williams there, 50 free tickets there. Just rock up to the Northern Prize at the clubhouse there. Just rock up to the clubhouse. First 50 tickets free. Go and get into it. We'll see you there at Barlow Park. It's Triple M.